All right, Richard, we got a few more minutes here. I also know that you drove another vehicle that I did not get a chance to drive. What was it?
Yeah, so it was the 2023 Infiniti QX50, which is kind of their, I'm going to say it's one of their, it's, well, I guess it's a mid-size SUV. It's a five-passenger vehicle. You're not gonna get a three car seats or anything like that. It doesn't have a third row. But you know what, Dad, it's going to be in that kind of that, I guess I'm going to call it that mid-size SUV type segment, right, in my opinion. Really nice car. Has lots of nice features, the Infiniti that you would expect, has a CVT transmission, which some folks love, some folks hate that. You've got to just kind of learn to live with it, I should say. You can get this car from about $42,000 to almost $60,000, which was the one that we drove, of course, about $58,000. But again, some nice luxury materials, really well put together. It is able to fit two car seats in the second row, which is a really nice feature, which, again, I know hard time on that, you know, pretty frequently, or you give me a hard time because I usually tell people that I look for that kind of stuff.
You do, no, and that's fine to tell people because a lot of folks that are in that realm are looking for that information. So no, that's perfect.
And it worked great. Fuel economy wise, I don't know exactly what we were at, but with that CVT, Dad, I think we were in the mid-20s, which is nice. And I will say this again: the power band in those CVTs, Dad, you know, is not the greatest. Definitely takes some getting used to. But outside of that, good little car for what it's for. The only knock that I've got on it, Dad, is this. The technology, since we were talking about this first segment, Infiniti is just still a little bit old. It's got a 360-degree camera system in it, which is super awesome. But it looks like I'm looking at something from the early 2000s inside this video screen.
And
I'll be honest, I've got that with, you know, I've got a, my in-laws have got a car that's kind of from that time frame, got a rear view camera on it, and that in some cases looks better. Only complaint with it, I just would love to see an update there. But outside of that, Dad, really a nice car. Infiniti's done a phenomenal job, as they all, and really a great, if you're looking kind of for that luxury mid-size SUV, again, four full-size adults, probably not five, Dad, but four full-size adults, went down to the Pepsi or Ball, say, did what I needed to do, and it was really fantastic. Check it out. Head to your local Infiniti dealer. Test drive it. They actually may have a few of these on the lot because it's just a kind of a car that's maybe a little bit more of a staple for them, maybe.
True.
Encourage folks to check it out. Let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio thank you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.